98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. I'm excited about this conversation. I'm usually excited about a lot of things, but I think this is going to bring some hope and healing, and it makes me smile because I get to have on with me our own Josh Rames from Josh and Friends. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well, Melissa. This might be one of my favorite top 10 moments when I get to come on the air with my friend Melissa Montana. Like, every time I'm always shocked. Like, I get giddy like a little kid.
Well, we laugh and have so much fun, and it's hard for us to even get to the program, the show here, because we have so much fun talking and dreaming about what God is doing. And I love that and love that about you. And, you know, you're just such a blessing. I'm so thankful to have you here. And I want to talk about Black History Month. And of course, I think it's perfect for you to talk about because I'm white and you're not.
What? Melissa, are you seriously? I didn't know this.
And I think this is a time for us to really talk about unity and maybe to learn something. Maybe this month is not that month where you're like, oh, that's on the calendar. And I'm guilty. I've done that for years, talk about good things about it. But maybe this year we can do something different. And Josh, I thought this question, what if what we learned growing up about Black history was wrong or not effective? What if that was wrong?
Yeah.
Wouldn't we want to dig a little deeper and find out something? And so this whole time I've said it too, get to know somebody that looks different than you. What are your thoughts on Black History Month?
Yeah, I mean, Melissa, this is a perfect time to learn, to listen and to learn. I think a lot of times we want to speak from our perspective, but this is a great opportunity to learn something new or learn a different view. I mean, we know the MLKs of the world and you know, Rosa Parks, but this is a great time to go even deeper, Melissa. Get to know Octavia Albert, one of the first Black preachers, right? Dwight Hopkins and so many others to learn, number one, what they went through, and number two, to see how far we've come.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's the best thing about history. You can look back like, man, that was going on. That was terrible. That was sad. But look how far we've come. We went through a lot of bad stuff in 2020, Melissa. But I would say, though, it would be ignorant for us not to realize how much progress we've also made. Now, we still have some room to come, but we're still going. We're still going up from here.
I love that. Amen. There are still a lot of things that we have to overcome and learn and grow with. But you said that. I agree. We had a lot of conversations. I was able to have a lot of conversations with friends, and you and I both did, with friends in our community, our Black leaders and Black people that love the Lord and serve. And we grew closer. I think that we learned something from that. But you have to have the conversation. Don't you think it's still important to have that conversation?
Absolutely, Melissa. What I realized that it's important to have diversity, and not even just skin color, Melissa, but diversity of thought.
Yes.
And I don't think we talk about diversity of thought enough, because it's really great when you have challenging points of views to make you look at a certain situation a little differently. And I think God loves that. I think that's why
Amen.
God made us the way he made us, because you're unique and because you're so different, you're just different pieces of the puzzle. But man, when you come together, you're just a beautiful picture.
Amen. God created color on purpose. That wasn't an accident. So obviously,
that's right.
God loves differences. He loves diversity. He thought this would be cool. And I love that. I love it that God wanted us to all be unique and different and not the same. That's a blessing. So Josh, I think this is a great month for us to celebrate together, Black History Month, and we're going to do it.
Let's celebrate good times. Come on.
Amen.